You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If you are having guests at your house for the holidays, roll up your sleeves, get out the Ajax and the 409, because they went and surveyed a bunch of people, and turns out that people are extremely judgy when it comes to your house.
Oh, really?
They are.
That's surprising.
Yeah. They even asked people, they polled them, and they said, what are the spots you're most likely to judge people for not cleaning well? Obviously, the toilet was number one.
Well, sure, yeah.
Kitchens, the trash cans or recycling bins, bathrooms in general, gross showers and tubs, sticky floors.
Not sticky floors.
And number 10 on the list, I agree with this, a, quote, general pet smell in your home.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that. I want all of that clean, especially if I'm going to somebody's house to eat, you know? Have
right.
a clean house or I'm going to be grossed out.
I dove a little deeper into the story, and they said that something like 30% of people who are hosting for the holidays can't even enjoy the holidays because they're so worried about cleaning and staying busy cleaning. Like, even when you have company,
oh, like the whole
you
time.
Run around and you keep straightening up and everything.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, and they say, you know, that it's like 30, 32% of people who host are like, I can't even enjoy my holidays.
I instantly start doing the dishes if we're hosting. Like, I'm in the kitchen getting them clean, getting them in the dishwasher.
Here.
I'm like, let's get it done. And everyone's always like, come in here and visit. And I'm like, no,
yeah.
There's dishes to be done.
I'm with you. I don't like that either.
They get all hard and crusty, you know, if you leave them, and it just makes it worse.
We were talking about Marvel characters and video game characters. Well, what action heroes have the greatest action hero names of all time? They went out and they surveyed a bunch of people. They're looking for the best names, not the best movies, but the best names. And at number one, they put from the classic Escape from New York, Snake Plissken was number one.
Strong.
That's Kurt Russell, right?
That's strong.
Kurt Russell was Snake Plissken, and he talked the whole movie like this.
Oh, yeah, tough.
This is how he talks, because this is what action heroes sound like when they talk.
Yeah.
You can't have an action hero comes in and says, hi, everybody.
Hey, guys, let's blow some stuff up.
other names that made the list in terms of great names, Indiana Jones.
Good one.
Han Solo.
Great.
Buckaroo Banzai. And I do like number five on the list. It's a Clint Eastwood character from the 1970s. Clint Eastwood played a bare-fisted brawler. He's like a bare-knuckles fighter. And his character's name was Philo Beto.
It sounds like a character from Lord of the Rings, though.
It does. It really does.
Sounds like a hobbit.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. What else is trying to...
Just a heads up, today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Today.
Anything?
I do mean anything. You know, like cherries and strawberries and pretzels and bananas and marshmallows. Oh my.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a fan of anything dipped in chocolate.
Same.
I like the pretzels dipped in chocolate, the salty and sweet. Ooh, that is dreamy. Let's talk about Santa's house. Zillow has been crunching the data on old St. Nick's house, and they now know what it is worth right now. Santa's house right there at the North Pole, and it includes a workshop. It's now worth over $1 million. It is up 19% from last year. The house itself is only 2,500 square feet, and it was built in 1822. Luckily, it went through an extensive remodel in 2013, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to date. That's included with the property is 25 acres, that big workshop, reindeer stables, a garage for the sleigh, and a bunch of little tiny houses for Santa's elves, apparently, to hang out and party. So
I guess you don't ever have to landscape, right? You don't have lawn.
Really don't. No, you just need a decent shovel, and away you go. So if you want more pictures, they actually have pictures of this joint. It's on our Facebook page, kids. Go check it out. See Santa's house, Dom and Jeremy's Facebook page. Have you heard about the big cream cheese shortage? It's kind of been all over social media. Yeah, they're blaming it a little bit on the pandemic and supply chain issues, but there was also some sort of hacking situation that went on, and it jacked up cream cheese production. Well, right now, Kraft is saying, hey, we don't have a lot of this stuff. They have the Philadelphia cream cheese brand, so they're offering people $20 not to make cheesecakes for Christmas this year, which calls for a lot of that ingredient. Now, what you have to do is you go to a website called spreadthefeeling.com at 10 a.m. tomorrow and reserve a spot. They're going to hand out 18,000 vouchers, and what you do is you go to the store and you buy a different dessert or ingredients for a different dessert for between now and Christmas, and then you submit the receipt back to Kraft, and they'll spot you the $20 for mm-hmm. all the ingredients for a different dessert, because they're just saying, we don't have enough cream cheese right now. Make a nice pumpkin pie or something else, okay?
You know, the problem with making the pumpkin pie is that when I make my crust, I make it with Philadelphia cream cheese.
You got to use something different now. You got to use Vaseline or something.
Then I don't want to make a crust at all.
Christmas is ruined. Mm-hmm. Let's see. 2,000 Americans were polled and voted to see who is the best gift giver this time of year. And one person got way more votes than anyone else. It's your mom. Your mom gives the best gifts. Number one, with the 18% of the votes, and then it trickled down to significant other, sisters, brothers, dads, blah, blah,
who's the
blah.
Worst?
The worst? Nephews, Dom. Nephews figures. Are crappy gift givers.
Figures.
Family friends is also on the worst list, and roommates. Oh, my roommate got me a gift.
But so nothing you but know, bitch, you bitch, know bitch, isn't it?
It sure is.
I don't get good presents.
Another survey out this morning looking at the top dream jobs for teenagers. And surprise, surprise, a YouTuber came in at number one. It's been this way for a few years. The top five, a YouTuber, a doctor, or a nurse actually came in second, which is great. And then a professional athlete, a professional musician, and then an actor or actress. And then artist came in as sixth, if you're really into painting. So yeah, mostly, you know, the I want to be famous jobs came in first, Dom.
It's going to be really nice in 10 years when you need your car worked on, but there are no mechanics because they're all out making YouTube videos, so.
Right.
I guess you'll have to find YouTube videos on how to fix your own damn car.
Ding, ding, ding. See, that's my suggestion. We've talked about this before on the ridiculous YouTube accounts that you follow, and I was actually zipping through a few of mine today. My suggestion is if you do want to be a YouTuber, have a backup plan, get a decent, solid, blue-collar job, and then document your job on Instagram. I follow various home inspectors that mm-hmm. have fantastic accounts. There's one account called Life of a Maintenance Guy, and you get to see all the dealings at this apartment complex, and it's fascinating.
Sure.
And then there's a plumber that I follow as well, who's always in these crappy septic situations.
Always showing his crack?
Yeah, there's crack. There's a lot of clogged up poopy pipes. But it's like, you know, but he's got 2 million followers, but he's got a really good job, and then he's doing this on the side. So that's what you need to do, man. Come on, kids. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of being famous, I posted a link to some TikTok videos that include super hip and trendy Christmas recipes this year. So if you want to be kind of cool at your Christmas party, there's about, I don't know, five or six recipes on there. The one I want you to check out is the Grinch brownies. These brownies are bright green. Bright green. And they'll probably come out the same color, and you'll end up on that plumber's Instagram page. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.